Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not going to get no interview. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage. Bottles popping up because you know where. There's rubble in the office. We'll be pushing it up. Somebody say,
good morning, everybody, and happy Friday, the day after the day. Joined by Brad Carson, in for Jeffrey Wright. Thank you, Brad.
Good morning.
So, we were there last night when the announcement was made. They had a draft party at FedEx Forum, and I'll just take you live. Here is the announcement. It was the Grizzlies, with the fourth pick in the draft, the Grizzlies select from Michigan State, Jaren Jackson Jr.
Wow.
Listen, keep listening.
Oh, unbelievable. God, it just keeps going.
Just listen. Real enthusiasm. Listen.
Unbridled. Jeff. It's a new day in the city of Memphis.
Yep. That's live. Live.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Okay, that wasn't really it.
Oh.
That was the Tyler Harris.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. We got those confused.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, Jeffrey's not here, so we had a little technological mix-up.
Listen, I'm new to this stuff.
Brad's all new to this stuff. So that was not the correct reaction. Okay. I'm sorry.
Is it the number?
We actually have the Jaren Jackson reaction.
Let's see here. I think
we got this one?
Yeah, let me. Oh, yes, here it is.
There he is. So that was the actual reaction. If you were there, you would say it was there was a mix of cheers and boos for the selection. And well, first, let me tell you who's going to be on.
Yeah, who do we have?
Jason Smith's going to roll in here in just a little bit. We'll talk to Jason Smith. And then another special hour-long visit from Chris Harrington, who, by the way,
yes,
did pretty well on his mock draft with us yesterday. We had him an impromptu mock draft, and he did pretty well, including nailing Kevin Knox to the Sixers. Like, that was pretty impressive. He got the first four 100% absolutely right. And so he got Wendell Carter to the Bulls. That was absolutely spot on.
Nailed it.
He got Sexton to the Cavs. that was spot on. He did pretty darn well. And so we will get Chris's reaction later on this hour. And for an entire hour, we will talk to Chris about the draft. But let me say this. I got no use for your booze. I got no use for your booze. I got no use for your depression. Someone came up to me as I was walking out yesterday, and it was a man who had been drinking, and he said,
"I would be too."
He said, "Aren't you pissed?" And I said, "Why? I'm not pissed." He said, "They just sat there and picked Jaren Jackson Jr." And I said, "Yeah. That's what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to sit there and take the best player available." I'll tell you what. Here are the arguments that I have absolutely no use for. Okay, here are the arguments that I have absolutely no use for. I have no use for the, this doesn't fit with their win 50 game plan argument. Because two reasons. One, that was always a dumb plan. Win 50 games. It was never a real plan. It was never something that people actually with a brain expect. And honestly, there was no way that once the three players who were gone were gone, there was no one who you could plug in at that point who fit the let's win 50 games. Unless you want to count Wendell Carter, who that's fine. He might turn out to be a better player, but he's not a perfect fit either. The plan was stupid to begin with, and so I have no objection on the basis of the fact that it didn't fit the plan, because I was never down with the plan. I think they did the right thing. They picked the player who they thought was best available. I have no patience for the why didn't they trade down argument. None. No patience for that argument. First of all, we have no idea what they were offered in a trade down. So you can speculate all you want, but we have no idea what they were offered in a trade down. Chris Wallace did a presser afterwards. We'll play you segments from that. And he did say that they were offered packages, but we don't know what those packages were. It would be utter speculation at this point to say what those packages were. Here's the truth. Your odds of getting a stud are better at 4 than at 5, than at 6, than at 7, than at 8, than at 9, than at 10, than at 11, than at 12, than wherever. And so they sat there and they picked the guy that they thought would had the best chance to be a stud. You work very hard, suffer a long time for that number 4 pick. So then to turn the 4 pick into a 7 and a 20, whatever, is devaluing your chance of getting a star by adding what? By adding a pick in the 20s when, by and large, they don't pan out, picks in the 20s. So go ahead and take your best shot at getting a star. I have no patience whatsoever for the "but we didn't get rid of Chandler Parsons" argument. As I explained yesterday, very little value in getting rid of Chandler Parsons. Indeed, possible that this year in free agency, they would have more money if they keep Chandler Parsons than if they get rid of Chandler Parsons. The only way it would have any impact at all in free agency flexibility and spending is at the end of the next year, at which point, who knows where the Grizzlies are going to be in any position to attract a free agent anyway. So I have no use for any of those arguments. The argument that I actually do have some use for is the argument from Gary Parrish. He doesn't think he's that good.
Yep.
And listen, if they and that one, I can't sit here and tell you trust the Grizzlies 100% because they always pick the right guy, because in fact they tend not to pick the right guy. And so we could have sat and said, trust the Grizzlies when they pick Jordan Adams, and we would have been wrong. We could have said, trust the Grizzlies when they pick Hashim Thabeet, and we would have been wrong. We could have said, trust the Grizzlies when they pick Xavier Henry, and we would have been wrong. And you could go right down the list of times they have been wrong. So my fundamental argument, which is that they should have changed the administration long ago, I do believe in that. But given that they didn't, I will tell you what I want my administration to do. I want them to pick the player that they think is the best player. That is what I want them to do. I don't want to diminish their chances of picking the best player by trading down and picking seven instead of picking four. I want them to sit there and take the player that they think is the best player available, the player that they think has the best chance of becoming a star. And it was interesting to watch because, and this always happens. There was really, and you couldn't hear it necessarily in the actual first reaction to the Grizzlies pick. There were quite a lot of boos in that mixture. It was a very mixed reaction.
Yeah, it sounds mixed.
I will tell you this. By the time they then played the interview with his mom and dad,
yeah,
and they were totally adorable.
Yeah.
Adorable is not a reason to draft someone. But right. By the time they played that interview, he looked so happy to be coming to Memphis. You could tell how incredibly charming he was. The dad played in the NBA. This kid was born literally the year his dad won a title in San Antonio. The mom is a lawyer who works in the business, works in
compliance
WNBA.
At NCAA or
no,
something.
No, she had to work for the NCAA. Now she works for the WNBA Players Association.
Lawyer, yeah.
They're obviously a good family.
Looks like it.
And he was adorable.
Very
last
energetic,
night.
Cool guy.
Charming, funny, whatever. By the end, this is what happens. Like, it's me starting to talk to myself and Jake Allen for the Bills, Josh Allen for the Bills. People will start to talk themselves into this. As they should. For example, you might as well. But it's not just because you might as well. It's because there are a lot of people, some of whom have been guests on our show, who will tell you that he was the best player available, indeed had the best shot of becoming a star, or as good a shot, as high a ceiling, as anyone in this draft. You can go through the numbers, and the numbers are, if you pick the right numbers, they're very impressive. When he's on the floor, when he was on the floor for Michigan State, the opponents inside the arc, 36%. Take Bamba, for example. He's supposed to be an unbelievable defensive presence, right? Yes. A monster, a shot blocker, whatever. When he was on the floor, opponents against Texas, inside the arc, shot 46%.
Yep.
That is dramatically better. He is the youngest American player in the draft. He doesn't turn 19 until September. And he is truly the only player I've ever heard of who shot in college, who shot 35% or more from three. 75% or more from the free throw line. He shot 80% and blocked three or more shots a game. In terms of the modern NBA, he is your classic big. He can guard. He can guard the rim. He can switch. He can guard one through five. And he can stretch the floor by shooting threes. Do I know that he is going to develop into a star? No. Chris Harrington thought he was the best pick. Chris liked the pick. I respect Chris Harrington. He said, listen, he thinks it's about 60-40 whether he will be better or Wendell Carter will be better. I could have made an argument for picking Wendell Carter, just like I could have made an argument for picking Jaren Jackson. But very clearly, he fits into the modern NBA, and he was their best shot. I actually like the fact that he doesn't quite fit with this crazy let's get good next year plan. He will play next year. I will tell you that. He will play next year. He's not like a project who's going to sit on the bench for 2 years and then he's going to start playing. He will play next year because he can get on the court defensively. And I don't care. Someone asked me also last night, isn't it going to be deflating if he doesn't beat out Jermichael Green? No. I don't actually expect him to beat out Jermichael Green. Jermichael Green, if he plays whatever 15, 20 minutes a game and makes a contribution coming off the bench, I'm happy with that, and ultimately replaces Jermichael Green. He doesn't need to have to beat out Jermichael Green for me for this to be a success. What has to happen is he has to be, when I look up in 4 years, he has to be one of the three best players in this draft. If he is one of the three best players in this draft in 4 years, then it was a successful pick. If he's not, then it looks like it wasn't a successful pick. I'm also heartened by the fact that in J.B. Bickerstaff and his new staff of assistants, they seem intent on developing players. They seem intent on developing players. So, no, I'm not trying to tell you that this is 100% guaranteed going to work out, going to be the best pick ever. It's the Grizzlies making a pick, and the skepticism that goes along with it has been well-earned, and I understand it 100%. But I don't mind that they sat there and took their best shot, and I don't think the irritation over this pick, it's not even irritation. It's on from many people, it borders on flat-out anger over this pick. I don't think it is warranted. I would have preferred that they end up with Doncic. Now, the way it evolved, of course, it was sort of funny because, as a lot of us expected, Dallas traded up with Atlanta to get Doncic. And so the way it played out was Atlanta picks Doncic, and the trade is contingent on Trae Young being available there. That's who Atlanta wanted, for Dallas to pick at 5. So then there was this sort of, well, why didn't Memphis just completely screw this up and take Trae Young for him? And then they can deal with, for, with then they can deal. Now, that would have been a ballsy thing.
Very smart.
That would have
That's
been
a very smart
ballsy
move.
Thing to do.
That's what I would have done.
The problem is, I don't think Atlanta would have done that deal. Because here's what Dallas had to give up in order to get that deal done. They had to give up a future number one draft pick, next year's number one draft pick, top five protected. Grizzlies can't do that. Grizzlies don't have that one. Because of past mistakes, they don't have a draft pick, a first-round draft pick that they could have flipped to Atlanta to make that trade happen. So then you're stuck with Trae Young. Now, you would love that because you love Trae Young. So you would have been happier anyway.
The worst in this scenario?
The worst in the scenario is you get Trae Young. They don't like Trae Young nearly as well as Jaren Jackson.
No, they don't like Trae Young.
So very clearly they don't like him nearly as well as Jaren Jackson.
No, they don't like Trae Young, period.
We don't know that.
They didn't pick him. He was available.
Well,
they don't like Trae Young.
Do they not like Wendell Carter?
They picked somebody else instead of
him. That means they like them better.
You have a better pick than the people who picked those people.
It means they picked them better.
They did not pick him. They picked somebody else.
I agree.
Period.
That mean they don't like him.
Nope. They like somebody else better.
Okay, we agree with that. They clearly like Jaren Jackson better than Trae Young.
And thus, they didn't pick the other player.
Right. They like Brad. Brad, by the way, symbolizes all you people who are mad. Brad is furious.
No, I think you're fence riding. I think
no,
people,
I'm not totally at all
no, you're
fence
totally,
riding.
Yes, you are.
I'm saying they did the right thing.
You're not saying your opinion on the player. You're giving everybody else's opinion and saying you like it because they picked the guy they like.
Oh, because I'll never tell you they picked the absolute right guy. That's not my. I don't know the answer to that.
But it's because you're not trying to be a fan of any player.
Because I don't know enough about any player. But I'm telling you. No, I'm telling you to
have an opinion on a player.
I'm telling you to rip this pick is stupid. That's my opinion. My opinion is here's my opinion.
That's not an opinion. That's an opinion on a process. That's not an opinion on players.
That's exactly right. And my opinion is on a process. My opinion is they did this exactly the right way. They did it exactly the right way.
I don't disagree with that.
They did it exactly the right way.
I don't disagree with it. And, that's an opinion on a process.
And I prefer, and I will tell you this, I prefer Jaren Jackson over Trae Young. I prefer Doncic over Jackson.
There you go.
I do that.
There you go.
But I will
now
tell you.
Now you're saying it.
I don't have to have the same opinions that you have, Brad.
I didn't say you had to have an opinion.
I don't have to have the same kind of opinions that you have.
I'm
actually do.
This morning
for me.
I was waiting for you to say what you just said.
For me. Yeah, but I'm not telling you he's going to be a star, and I'm not going to tell you he's going to be a star.
I was just glad you said it.
But I'm not going to tell you he's going to be a bust, and I'm thinking the people who are mad, who think he stinks, that is my opinion. My opinion is the people who are telling you he sucks are way premature. Way premature, and to be angry over this pick is moronic.
Pause for a second. Let me finish my thought. I am like the fans in that sense. And I think the fans, the rational ones, are exactly what you said. They're with you on your process opinion, Jeff. They're with you on that.
No, they're not. Most fans, I will tell you this.
I am.
Most fans wanted them to trade down.
Okay. I am with you on that. But I can still be the same person that has the opinion that's different than them on the pick.
You can. Oh, no. I respect that. Yeah. I knew you had that opinion.
Like, I'm with Gary on that.
That's fine. Yeah. And I respect Gary's opinion on that, too.
Right.
That Jared, you know, here.
But I think what fans get frustrated at, I'm just telling you my thought. Like, last night, what fans get frustrated is people that agree with the process, but then don't give any opinion on the players they don't pick.
No, fans, I was there. I know what they're frustrated at. They were frustrated at the pick. They weren't frustrated. They were frustrated that they didn't trade down. Most of them wanted them to trade down. At that point, it was
wildly. So most
wildly,
fans disagree with the pick.
They wanted him to trade down. They wanted him to trade down because here's what they think.
Right.
A, they don't trust the Grizzlies, which I understand. And B, they didn't want the Grizzlies. They think that basically once you got past three, all the players were the same. So you might as well pick some extra assets, right? So A, they didn't love the pick. And they really wanted him to trade down. They did not want him to take him at four. That's my understanding of the sense of it. And I actually, totally contrary to you, think the idea that you should be having some devout, strong opinion on a player who you've seen for 10 minutes is...
That's called having fun, though. That's the fun part of the draft.
I don't do irresponsible fun.
It's not irresponsible. It's called fandom. That's why we have a radio station.
So I do... That's fine. That's all fine. I like what they did last night. By the way, the second guy they picked, I will tell you this. The second guy they picked in Javon Carter, they doubled down. Now, if you want to argue with the Grizzlies, it's like, do they not like scoring?
That's a great question.
Do they have something against scoring?
Right.
Because neither of these guys are scorers.
Right.
And in the modern NBA, you would think, for example, contrast what they did to what Atlanta did. Atlanta goes out in their first three picks. They get three shooters.
Yes.
A guy, GM came from Golden State, and said, I like shooters, and went and got shooters.
Yeah.
The Grizzlies doubled down on defense. They picked the best big man defender in the draft, and they picked literally the best defender in the draft in Javon Carter, Naismith Defensive Player of the Year, just an absolute beast of a defender.
Yes.
And
good player.
I think, he is actually
good player.
He is there. There were a lot of other good players available in that slot.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that's the guy I would have taken with that slot. Jalen Brunson was available at that slot. There were a bunch of other point guards available at that slot. They obviously were blown away by his defensive intensity, by his.
Did you like
ferocity.
Kyrie Thomas?
Yeah, I would have preferred it.
Yeah,
I would have preferred Kyrie Thomas.
Makes sense.
But let's go with Chris Wallace. Came out and Chris Wallace showed up and he talked about why he made these picks. And so we will go straight to the man himself, Chris Wallace.
Well, we're very pleased with the results of the draft. Got two exceptional defensive players. Got the best shot blocker in the draft in Jaren Jackson. Got the best perimeter defender in Javon Carter. Got two great intangible guys with a lot of room to grow. And so I think we got a shot of grit and grind back tonight with the attributes of these two young men. This is the best case scenario for us as the way the draft unfolded, and we're very pleased. So anybody have any questions this late hour?
Where did you guys have Jaren in terms of your big board?
That's for us to know and you not to know, all right? I was going to say for you to find out, but I don't want you digging around anything. Now, we won't release that, but let's just say it's pretty high. Well, he's always on my mind since we watched him in the college season early on at Michigan State. I mean, he had a very good freshman year. Didn't get the overall offensive touches that they like the Duke players did, but on a per-minute basis, which you know well, was very productive. And, you know, he's known for his shot blocking, but he shot 39 from three this year, close to 80 from the line and 59 from the field overall. And can put the ball down and play an open floor. So he's more than just a shot blocker. And what's so important, Peter, in today's NBA, he's that switchable defender because he's got such great feet. He can switch out on the smaller players, guards even, and stay in front of them. So when you do that, and then you have a 7'5" wingspan on 6'11" body and you're the best shot blocker in the draft, that presents a real potential defensive menace. And then he's got a tremendous amount of upside. I mean, he's the youngest American player in the draft, the third youngest overall. I love the fact that he, you know, comes from NBA lineage. His dad was a championship player at San Antonio. So we're extremely excited. I mean, he's just got so much upside. When you meet him, he's just a young colt that's growing into his body and game, and a tremendous amount of runway in front of him. And I think he's also going to help us in the short term, too. This isn't just isn't a long-term thing. It's a here and now and long-term.
You speak on his maturity. I know he's pretty young.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think his maturity is quite good for a young player. First of all, he went to as much a work ethic toughness program as you can go to at Michigan State. If you can get through Tom Izzo's program, you know, you have a maturity about you. You have a work ethic. You know how to compete, come to practice every day. He's come from a great family. You know, his mother's the director of operations for the WNBA Players Association, used to work for the NCAA. She's a lawyer. So it's quite an exceptional overall package when you consider his family background, his intelligence and maturity, length, shot blocking. He's already got offensive ability, not a project there. And I think, you know, his upside is on par with anybody in his draft.
You said you got a couple guys that possess a grind mentality. Why was it important for you guys to get two players that fit that?
Well, I mean, that's when we were most successful. With this franchise, when we had really a pronounced grit and grind mentality. Now, Javon Carter, you can't get more grit and grind than him. I mean, he's from another toughness work ethic program at West Virginia. Best backcourt defensive player in the country, and just has a tremendous will to win and compete. You see that even in these workouts. These guys that came in and worked out, you know, except for Wendell Carter, are really worn down because they're going all around the country, crisscrossing it, having canceled flights. Javon flew in from the West Coast for our workout. It was worn down, but still his will to win and compete was evident in every drill and in every aspect of the workout. And it's not like you need to work out to see that. That was evidence for four straight years of West Virginia. I mean, Bog Huggins, their coach, gave him a scholarship because he went to an AAU tournament at 8 o'clock in the morning in Orlando and drinking his morning coffee, and he sees one guy in the three games out there in the court in front of him pressing full court, possession after possession, 8 o'clock in the morning. And he told his assistants, go sign that guy right now. And he continued that through college.
How close did you guys get to making a trade? Were there attractive offers?
Well, I mean, there's always attractive offers, particularly if it's a number four pick. But, you know, my feeling is you either do trades or you don't. Obviously, we preferred to stand pat and use that pick with Jaron, and also to stand pat at 32 and use it with Javon. So while there were offers out there and some people did step up and were a little aggressive, in the long run, we didn't think it was worth stepping out of the draft.
And Jaron said he spoke to JB yesterday on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a critical part of this process?
I mean, you like to talk to him on the phone, but not really. I mean, when I was in Boston, we drafted Paul Pierce, which ended up working out quite well for us. And none of us had ever met him, and we didn't have a workout or anything. I mean, that's what you have scouting for.
When you guys, you talk about a short-term impact, potentially for Jaron Jackson, do you envision alongside Mark as a four?
I think he'd play four and five, Peter, both. I'm just trying to give you my opinion, just because he's a young, you know, colt type of guy and got so much upside and room to grow, doesn't mean he can't give you something right now. I mean, he gave it to Michigan State this year. He set a Michigan State single season, I believe, block shots record this year as a freshman at 18 years of age. Well, in this day and age, you always need more shooting. You can never get too much shooting. We got to continue to build the perimeter out of small forward and off guard. But, you know, this was a good first step today. We got a major infusion of talent, character, defensive capability, upside. And we're very excited about where we are after tonight. It couldn't have gone any better for us.
So that was Chris Wallace. David Aldridge, by the way, tweeted out, there could not have been a better fit of player to City than Javon Carter and the Grizzlies. Ultimate grinder, maybe my favorite player in the draft, on ball defensive beast. Jason Smith has wandered in. We will take a break, come back, talk to him next. After that, we got Chris Harrington for a full hour. It's a Jeff Calkins show the day after the draft, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/pharmacy rewards or the pharmacy for details.
I used to have a sweet tooth. Had it removed when I was a kid. So what do I crave instead of chocolate? A big red box from Grainger. Grainger satisfies my craving for great customer service with 24/7 support, effortless ordering, and same-day pickup or next-day delivery options. No busy signals, no cavities. I love Grainger. You know why? Because when it comes to reliable product and technical support, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The best Ford store in the country is our own Country Ford right here in South Haven. I just left Country Ford and got to drive the new Echo Sport. Terry said they just unloaded a new truckload of new Echo Sports, and he's very excited about the zero interest up to 72 months, plus up to thousands in cash back on gas savers like Echo Sport and Fiesta and Fusion. We could call it the Country Ford Combo Deal. Country Ford just got new truckloads of Explorers, Escapes, and Expeditions too. And listen to this. You can get up to $7,000 off MSRP on your new Country Ford Explorer. This really is the best time to get your new Country Ford SUV or a new crossover like Edge. And you may never find a better time for a new F-150. Country Ford has up to $12,000 off this week. Don't miss the best Ford sale from the best Ford store in the country. 95 East Goodman Road in South Haven or online at countryford.com. Whatever it takes, Country Ford gets it done for you.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still, science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress, traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others, nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get 75 megabit internet from the provider who delivers for $49.95 per month when you get two voice mobility lines.
Offer in 7/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Two-year term required. Early termination fee applies. Requires subscription to two Comcast Business voice mobility lines and additional regular monthly rates. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF000279. TNACL2006. AZRC307346. CACSLB1028256. ORCCB199939. Call for details.
Memphis weather can be unpredictable, from extreme cold to severe storms to tornadic winds, so perhaps it's time to go ahead and put Danny Morris Roofing in your phone. My name's Gary Parrish, and I'm here to remind you that if your roof suffers from damage due to unpredictable weather, Danny Morrison can get you under a new roof at no out-of-pocket expense to you. That's right. Danny and his team will work directly with your insurance company and get you taken care of quickly and professionally, and most importantly, at no out-of-pocket cost to you. You've heard me talking about it for years, and people ask me all the time if it's legit, and I'm telling you, it's legit. You can trust Danny Morrison to handle your roofing needs, and you can call him at 901-870-0186. That's 870-0186. Danny's company is the best in the Mid-South, evidence being that it has won the Memphis Most Award in the category of Best Roofing Contractor in the Mid-South. His team is experienced and knowledgeable, and now they're waiting for your call, so call them. 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. That's Danny Morrison Roofing on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
Are you noticing cracks in the walls of your home, maybe floors that are sinking or sloping a bit? It could be signs of a foundation problem. If you have a foundation problem, you got a serious problem, which means you need to call Redeemers Group. Redeemers Group handles foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling, and inspections are free, so there's no harm in calling, which is why you should call. And if you ultimately decide to proceed with the project, you can mention my name, Gary Parrish, and get $50 off. The number is 901-451-8765. That's Redeemers Group on the web, redeemersgroup.com.
The standard 30-second radio commercial is about 75 words, but this has twice as many words so that I can talk really fast. Not as fast as the Formula One-inspired electric Italian-made Pro Karts at Autobahn Indoor Speedway and events that can go up to 50 miles per hour, which is more than twice as fast as the carts your father used to put around in. Unless, speaking of Italian, your father is Mario Andretti. His carts may have been faster, but only slightly. These carts turn on a dime, they accelerate in seconds, and will satisfy your need for speed. And even if you burn out, you'll never burn up. In our air-conditioned track designed after the world-famous Le Mans course, this is the fastest commercial in Memphis from the place that has the fastest carts in Memphis. Autobahn Indoor Speedway and events at 6399 Shelby Drive. Get there, presto, pronto, snappy, supersonic, lickety-split, like a bat out of, well, you get it, fast. Autobahn Indoor Speedway and events. What are you racing for today?
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, it's that time again. Time for O'Call semi-annual sale. The time when you can get savings on spring and summer merchandise of up to 50% throughout the store. Not only will you get their beautiful, make you want to cry, they're so beautiful clothes, you get the legendary service that O'Call is known for. I've said it before, but here's the thing about clothes. Even the most beautiful clothes, they can't talk. They can't actually jump up and tell you what will look fabulous on you. But Gwen can, and Steve can, and JoJo can, and Tim can, and Bear can, and Rob can, and it's all those people at O'Call, neighbors, people who live in Memphis, who are your friends and who you'll see out and about, who care about this community and will make sure you have the best experience every time you visit that store. So stop in at the semi-annual sale at O'Call. Spring and summer merchandise will be up to 50% off, but the experience, 100% spectacular. Joined now by Jason Smith, Jason and John on every single day from 11 till 2. They were out at a watch party at the Bluff. Is that right?
Yes. Place was packed. Thank you for all that came. We had
and,
a good time.
And Gabby had a good time. Place was packed.
B. Carson was out there. Yeah, it was fun.
And I'm gathered
there were a bunch of fans out there.
The reaction was
mostly negative. Brad, were you there when that?
Yeah, I filmed the reaction there as well. It was much like the same booing as Forum.
Clear booing. I mean, that was mostly what I was trying to just pick out the cheers. There were very few. John and I had said something to start before the proceedings began, and I kind of gauged the room. Mm-hmm. Said, "How many of y'all want Jaren Jackson Jr.?"
Only
had like 2-3 guys clap. The entire room was pretty clear early.
I think most people
wanted to trade back.
Yeah,
my view, Brad and I were just discussing this. Yep. My view is to the extent that people are angry, and I think people are angry, probably calm down a little bit. They wanted one of the top three. But after that, the truth of the matter is, I don't think they're angry because they passed on Trae Young, or they're angry because they passed on Wendell Carter, or they're angry because they passed on Mo Bamba, or they're angry. They're angry because they didn't create. They just sat there and they didn't trade down.
Most people want them to trade down.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I think if you pick Trae Young with the four, you have more excitement than you had today. Period.
Again,
that might be true. My general view is that people want them to trade down. That's my general view. If you had ended up with Wendell Carter at the seven,
that's what I'm talking about. They would have been happy.
Right. People wanted him to trade down. They didn't want. I actually don't disagree, the idea that you can get multiple players. Yes.
You know, because you're probably going to lose your pick next year.
They don't believe in any of the players. And I agree with Brad, actually, that there would have been more excitement over Trae Young.
You'd thrown a wrench in some people's plans with that one.
Just as, for example.
You can't just do it because you want to throw a wrench in somebody's plan.
No, there was more excitement when they picked O.J. Mayo over Kevin Love. Sure. There's no question. Like, that was the exciting thing to do.
Take O.J. Mayo over Kevin Love. Exciting. It was the right thing to do.
Stupid and exciting thing to do.
This was the safe play. Most people didn't want safe.
Most people wanted action.
They wanted a swing. They wanted some action.
They suffered through a bad year, and they wanted some action. Okay.
That's a great question. Well, let me ask you this. 100%.
If we're stipulating that they couldn't trade down,
yep,
or whatever, the trade was not good enough to trade down,
yep,
We know that Brad would have taken Trae Young at four.
Yep.
Or Bamba, either one.
Pick, or Bamba pick, at four.
Either yeah. one.
Okay. Who would you have taken at four? If you had to sit there and take a player at four.
Yesterday I said Trae, so I can't back off that now. I mean, right. That's, you know, again, we presented that scenario. You can't trade back.
I would have picked Trae if I had one, yes.
My ideal, obviously, was to trade back, but if I had to pick right there, I'd have taken Trae.
Yep.
And now I don't know, who knows what happens then? What do you do? You know, who's calling then? You know, in terms of Dallas and Atlanta and that deal that went down there, right. I don't know.
Right.
But you know where I was fundamentally. I wanted scoring. I went and Trae, he fits that.
Right.
So if I'm bagged into it and it's between him and Jaren Jackson Jr., I'm taking Trae.
And your colleague, John Martin.
With you, picked Jaren Jackson Jr. I was a little
if
disappointed.
If he had to stay at four,
he
would have picked Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah, look, if the kid turns into Serge Ibaka, we were talking off air.
Sure.
And that's best case scenario, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That'd be awesome.
That's a pretty good scenario.
And I hope that happens.
I mean, he can be Serge Ibaka, right? I'm trying to find reasons to. We all are today.
Yeah.
I don't want to kill this kid. He's obviously a great kid.
Let's be clear.
But I didn't want the kid.
Some people are scrambling to find reasons today. I was fine with this yesterday. I made it very clear I was fine with this yesterday.
Hell of a, he's the best shot blocker. I mean, Chris, that's not spin. Best shot blocker. The problem is, can't stay on the damn floor. He's foul prone, too.
I'm not as worried about that.
Why are you not worried about this?
Because I think you can learn.
He's in the draft.
He is foul prone. There's no question. I think that is something that is teachable. I think that is more teachable than, for example, Hasheem Thabeet's hands. Or whatever. There are certain things that I believe are teachable. I don't think being foul prone as a freshman in college.
I hope it's
is...
him and Young and growing into his body. He's a little, you know, his shot. You see, it's a little fluky. He runs around. I mean, the guy's an athlete, but he's got a little flukiness to him, kind of like a young deer trying to grow into his body. You know what I mean? And I hopefully, yes, the fouls go down as he figures out his body. Because look, the kid, much like Anthony Davis, he's a guard for a long time, 6'3", yeah. Then blew up.
He has to be, as I said, if he is. In 3 years, if you look up and he is one of the best three players out
that.
Of this draft,
that's
a victory, right? If he turns into some guy who just Tristan Thompson develops into just a guy, then it's a loss. And by then, honestly, let's be honest, then Chris Wallace will be gone.
Yeah,
I've said before, I think Chris Wallace should have been gone before this pass.
You laid that out.
Yeah.
I question the vision, man. Where's the wing that this franchise has needed forever? At least, you know, again, in the second round, you go point guard again. And I think we all love Javon Carter's JYD junkyard dog style. Sure, it fits the old grit and grind. But, man, you've needed a wing. You know, you got Trent there. He's a shooter. All he does is make threes. I realize he's one-dimensional, but he knocked in this league. I mean, you got one. Melvin Frazier's got NBA again. No wing. Yeah, look, I liked what I saw from Kyrie Thomas.
I think Kyrie Thomas would have been
a pick there. He was available. Oh, there were a bunch of guys there. So as much as I like him, again, what are you saying to Kobe now? All right, you know, Andrew Harrison's out of the mix because you can't play shooting. Can he play shooting guard for you?
No, I don't think.
Well, first of all, somebody's out of the hole. I thought Kobe Simmons showed a little promise.
Yeah,
I
don't think it's at all automatic that Andrew Harrison is gone because I don't think.
Well, it's because of his size and defensively
and
what he can do.
Javon Carter's a rookie. A rookie second round pick. You don't just say he's stepping in as our official backup.
Well, of course
point guard,
not. No, right. But is that the plan him, now? That's
you,
the point.
Well, you
is
hope he
you
wins
just
the
had
job.
One of those with
you
Kobe.
You hope he wins the job. Obviously, they like him better than Kobe. They obviously
clearly
don't
believe
they
do.
In Kobe.
Yeah, apparently.
Right? And so you hope he wins the job at least ultimately as backup point guard. And then yes, Andrew Harrison can play and has shown that he can play some too.
Well, the clear,
but he doesn't.
He can match up 1-2 defensively
there, there
on the
no
other
question,
end.
And Chris Wallace acknowledges this. It's
shots.
Weird for me to be in a position. Let me just say this: it is weird for me to be in a position of defending Chris Wallace.
Yeah, it is weird because you fired the man, and now you're telling us all to be calm.
Well, I think y'all should be calm.
I'm leaning that way. I'm trying to. You don't.
Well, this is
just,
the day where we talk ourselves into the pick.
That's what
regardless
everybody's
of
doing.
Your position.
This is where you guys talk yourself into the pick.
You were already there.
This is where guys like us talk ourselves into the pick.
This morning.
Yeah, we are in a different position than you in that regard.
Right, exactly right. And to me,
does he fit win now? Does he fit the win now? 50 game plan?
I don't care about that. That to me, because win now was always stupid.
It's well, the 50 we just game go plan, back and forth on the vision, like and how they approach it and how they execute.
Let me ask you this. Well, first of all, I don't care about the. I've said the very clearly.
Like, what is the vision?
The 50 win thing is stupid.
Grit and grind is the vision. It's still the vision, Jeff.
The 50 win thing was stupid. Who exactly were you going to draft at four? Who's going to make you win 50 games?
To the point that Doncic was gone. No one.
No one's going to win now.
A scorer would help you if that's the goal.
I don't think Trae Young would help you win more next year anymore. He can't get on the court with Mike Conley. You can't play him together.
He'd have helped him knock down some shots. And this 50 games thing, no, he's not helping you win 50
there
games.
There is no one who is a plug and play, help him win. If it's anything, it's Wendell. Once Doncic and Bagley were gone, there wasn't a player there. Maybe Wendell Carter, because he's more ready,
right?
But he still can he play with Mark?
You telling me this dude's going to be Serge Ibaka, Jeff? Is that what you? I'm gonna pin you down.
Yes. No. He's no.
You said yes.
He's going to make Serge Ibaka look like who? Serge who?
Wow. Put it on the board.
Clip it.
Hold on. We're keeping this one. My man just stepped off the fence.
No,
brother.
I didn't believe that for a minute.
Oh, God.
No.
That you said it with some conviction there.
No, it's funny because he gets all mad that I was... That
I'm not mad. I'm just glad he's an opinion.
He got so mad. I have an opinion. He wants me to have opinions about certain things that I don't... I actually do think that process matters.
Absolutely
and so,
matters.
So
I think we agree
think
with you on the process.
Fact, I think the fact that they... Because my perception, as someone who's... does a daily radio show, mm-hmm. and was actually at FedEx Forum, mm-hmm. is most people were mad that they did not trade down. That is my perception.
I think that's fact.
What they
not only is perception.
And so I think they did exactly the right thing by not trading down. Now, they may not have taken the guy you wanted or the guy that Brad wanted, but I actually like the guy they picked better than the guys you wanted.
You're sticking
I'm not
to your story.
He's
I love
going
it.
To be better than Serge
that's
Ibaka.
Fine. I'm good with that.
I do like him better than Trae Young. Now, I think there's some chance that Wendell Carter will be better than he will. Like I kind of like Wendell Carter. I think he'll be better next year.
He's not as foul prone. I know that.
I won't surprise me at all if he's better next year than our dude.
Yeah, because our dude's young.
He's young. He's not polished, and he's not whatever.
He's 19.
So, listen, I'm not stupid enough to think that everyone the Grizzlies picks turns to gold because I've seen him not turn to gold. So I'm not going to go to the die on the hill of
well, you almost
saying,
did. We almost had you there.
Yeah,
I mean, he almost did.
I'm proud of you,
Jeff.
I'm proud of you.
Keep it anyway,
don't
Brad.
Don't believe that
just
for
in
a
case,
minute.
I'm with him.
We'll want to play
I'm looking for. I've
only
talked myself into
right.
it. I'm
only
fine.
If you're right.
Right.
Only
hey,
if you're right.
Jeff,
we will
convince me.
We will have another guy who is a fan of Jaren Jackson Jr. coming in.
Oh boy.
Later on in the show when Chris Harrington joins us. Who do you?
He's here.
You're going to be out at
Wing Guru, baby. It's the opening.
The grand opening of
the 199 stage. Road
and
hopefully going to have Brendan Quinn on who covered Jaren Jackson Jr. For the Athletic
and he could tell you if he's going to be Serge Ibaka.
He says he's going to be a unicorn.
He's going to be a unicorn. There you go. Oh, that's you.
We're looking for the
good
stuff.
You guys going to look stupid then.
Chris Harrington
coming up next. It's Jeff Gawkins Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Find hot deals at the Kroger 2-day only digital sale, like select varieties of Kroger cheese for 99¢ with your Plus card and digital coupon. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
It's a summer of 1,000 engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bigger, brighter diamond engagement rings, all 20% to 40% off, and a free mini vacation with every $1,500 purchase. Refinancing all 4 locations and online at rijewelers.com.
City Auto makes it easy to find the right vehicle to meet your family's needs. With over 1,000 quality pre-owned vehicles from 35 different makes in one convenient location, you're sure to find the vehicle you're looking for, whether you're shopping online or in person. And with our competitive no-haggle pricing, you're sure to get a great deal, saving you both time and money. So if you're looking for an easier, more efficient way to purchase your next vehicle, think City Auto or cityauto.com. Welcome to City Auto, Elmore Road off Covington Pike, Memphis.
Grab your favorite drink and watch the game with today's Perks deal. Half off a $20 gift certificate to Max's Sports Bar in downtown Memphis. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list. That's T-A-K-L. Download the Tackle app today And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Providers sign up is free in your area. Just visit tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's tackle.com. TAKL.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, I've been telling you about this wonderful program I heard about from Jim and Faye Jones, husband and wife team who are realtors at REMAX Experts. It's called Home for Heroes. Started in the wake of 9/11 as a way to repay the generosity of people in the military, people in law enforcement, firefighters, veterans, people who work in healthcare, teachers, you know, unsung heroes. The way it works is this. A hero buys a home under the program, they get a cash reward back as a thank you for their service. Not a little teeny, teeny, weensy cash reward. If a home costs $150,000, the hero rewards check, $1,050. Home costs $350,000, the hero rewards check is $2,450. There's no catch, there's no red tape. Jim and Faye helped a local police officer recently to the home. He used the check to take his family to Disney. It's the kind of program, honestly, that just warms your heart. And if you're a hero, that's any teacher, any veteran, anyone in the medical profession, anyone who's in the military currently, a firefighter, I don't see any reason not to take advantage of it. So if you're thinking of buying a house, here's what you do. Go to the website 901hero.com. That's 901hero.com. Or call them directly at 833-901-HERO or at the office at 685-6000. Ask for Jim and Faye Jones and hear about this wonderful way that they are saying thank you. Chris Harrington joins me now. Let's do the Chris Harrington thing. Oh, we got a whole Chris Harrington intro. Do you want to do that or do you want to skip that?
Just go right
we're
to him.
Right to Chris Harrington.
We're going
to
roll it.
We're going to go right to Chris Harrington. Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, how are you?
What's up?
So you did pretty well on your mock draft yesterday, by the way. Let's just say you got Ayton to Phoenix.
Yep.
You got Bagley to the Kings. You got Doncic going next to the Hawks or whomever.
And I said Atlanta would trade.
You said Atlanta would trade. You got the Grizzlies with Jaren Jackson.
I said they would not trade.
You said they would not trade. You got the Mavs with Bamba. That was your first slip up, but that's that's your first slip up. You got the Magic taking, who the heck did you have the Magic taking?
Alexander.
Oh, yeah, Alexander.
That was bad wrong.
That was bad wrong on that one. That one was bad. But then you had the Bulls taking Wendell Carter. Complete nailed that one 100%. The Cavs with Sexton.
Got that one.
Nailed that one. Picking it up again. The Knicks with Trae Young.
Yeah, the whole Trae Young-Alexander thing is where I really messed up.
Yeah, those are the two bad ones. But then you got the 76ers. That's nailed that one with Kevin Knox, right?
No.
I'm sorry. No, they didn't take that. No, who took
the Knicks? Took
the Knicks
Kevin Knox.
Kevin Knox, right? And then Miles Bridges to the.
I got Miles Bridges to the Hornets. Right.
It
was a trade involved.
Right.
But Miles Bridges did end up in Charlotte.
In Charlotte. So not bad.
Yeah.
Pretty darn good. Okay. So there are people steaming. Brad's one of them. Jason's
no, not true.
Kind of
not true.
Them.
That is not
there
true.
There were people at
he
the.
He is mischaracterizing
Brad's so
me, Chris.
Mad at me. He's been arguing with me all morning.
He is mischaracterizing. This is what lawyers
me.
Do.
So, are you furious?
No, and I at the risk of being as personally reviled as Chris Wallace and Jaren Jackson, I find the tenor of the outrage entirely tedious.
Entirely tedious.
Yes,
I do too. Tedious. That's it. Let's put us. We're going to be above the fray. Go ahead.
Well, I just think so much of it.
You smart people,
and they're legitimate. Like, I mean, I'm not telling you. There's some guarantee that Jaren Jackson will be the best player.
Right. They want me. I mean,
you know, Gary's watched him a lot, and he has some legitimate opinions that wasn't the right pick. But I think the bulk of it is just based on familiarity and sense of what's entertaining and what's name brand. To me, it's similar to the whole. For 2 weeks, we talked about the whole 7-22 thing, and literally every single time that came up, either from fans or media, everyone said Dante DiVincenzo is who they wanted at 22.
Why? Because they just saw him play in the national championship.
Because
game.
They knew who he was and they thought he'd be entertaining. Like that's why, you know.
He did the same thing with Rodney Hood.
Right, Rodney Hood's not that good, but he was
at 16.
Anyway, it's about, but then it was the same thing. And who knows what would happen to Jordan Adams because he hurt his knee, but it was about, like, he played at Duke, so we know who he is. And so we want the guy because we know who he is. We've seen him on TV, and, you know, he made a big shot in the tournament or he dunks a lot on ESPN. That's what it's about. It's not about for the most part, a core belief in what Jaren Jackson will or won't be as a player. It is a, this is boring to us. That's what it primarily
is. I think it is fundamentally because after the top three, who people sort of had a conviction about, right, there was this general sense that they were all in the same bucket. So the exciting thing to do was to trade down.
Then you at least get some action.
Then you get action. Or the exciting to do was take the guy who filled it up in Trae Young. That would have been more exciting. As I said before, it was much more exciting to take O.J. Mayo than Kevin Love. It was much more exciting. That was the exciting move. And by the way, I'm not saying that this is right either, but just going for excitement is not the – is in the end, it's in 3 years who is the best player.
It is my belief that they took the best prospect, the best overall prospect who was available to them at the time they picked. And my belief is Jaren Jackson Jr. was the best overall prospect on the board. Do I think he will be the best player on best player available on opening night this season? No. I think he'll be the best player available the entirety of next season? Probably not. But if I had to pick one guy of the 56 that were left who I think will have the best NBA career, that's the guy I would have taken, too.
We have a whole lot of things to get into. Do you think there was any – there was a general sense, obviously, when Dallas made the move to go up to three and you knew that Atlanta was contingent on Trae Young, there was this sort of insurrectionist, let's take Trae Young
right.
thing. The problem is that and screw it up and then we'll do the deal instead. The problem is in order to do that deal – Dallas is giving up a future first-round pick that is top five protected. The Grizzlies don't have such a thing.
Yeah,
so the idea that the Grizzlies could have wedged themselves into that deal seems to me to be far-fetched.
No, and so you would not, and I read about that a little bit this morning, you would not have been able to make the same offer that Dallas made. And so at that point, Atlanta, A, it probably wouldn't, there's probably sort of some unwritten, like you just don't do, you know, you don't... If it's not really what you want to do, they probably would not have done this anyway. But let's suppose they did,
yeah.
right? A, you could not have made the same offer that Dallas made. And so at that point, Atlanta is choosing between the lesser offer to get the player that they were going to get at five or the same offer but with a different player than Trae Young. And I think there's ample reason to believe they would have done the same trade with Dallas for Jaren Jackson at that point. Because there was reporting even before the case last night that Atlanta's front office wanted Jaren Jackson. Atlanta's front office wanted Jaren Jackson. Atlanta's ownership wanted Luka Doncic, and they compromised on Trae Young.
So they,
that was reported last night before these trades by Jonathan Givony, and I put that tweet in my column I did on the blog this morning. Atlanta's front office wanted Jaren Jackson. Not only above Trae Young, they wanted Jaren Jackson above Luka Doncic.
Right.
And it was an ownership thing because they wanted the star. And they compromised on Trae Young.
So at that point, if the Grizzlies had gone and said, aha, we got you, we're going to take Trae Young and force you to trade with us, what you think is very well could have
they
happened.
They would choose between a lesser deal to still get Trae Young or the better deal to get Jaren Jackson. At that point, maybe the front office wins out that argument
said,
and says,
"Let's
we want Jaren Jackson anyway, and we get the first-round pick with
first
him.
We get a first-round pick and Jaren Jackson
right.
instead of Trae Young. And who would the Grizzlies, who and could the Grizzlies
I don't know. Like
Deonta
Davis, you know, Ivan Rabb. Like
Dylan Brooks.
Right.
Like they got nothing to package.
Two future seconds, something like that, right?
That's the other problem is the Grizzlies have denuded themselves of
yes.
any sort of stuff that they had to go, and that's where their past bad choices have
yes.
Are coming back to haunt them. Heck, they could still have that Clippers number one, that future Clippers number one that they traded for
yeah.
Rade Zagoritz.
The Grizzlies need to get to a point as they turn towards a future eventually of racing of taking those anchors off of their books, but without paying to do so. So that just requires patience, right? Let's hope they get off the Boston pick next year. The Parsons has 2 years left on the. At some point, let's just get all that off the table so you can move forward unencumbered. But you don't want to pay extra. You don't want to use the credit card to get off of that those bad decisions, right?
Yeah, it was funny. The other thing, the dynamic last night was there was displeasure with the pick, and then there was this constant fervent hope by the people who hated the pick. That the Grizzlies, they didn't really make the pick to keep. That was the other sort of.
Well, I reported that. I reported that on Twitter, and then people kept. So I did it again. Like that wasn't me like spitballing. I talked to somebody. Like they were keeping Jaren Jackson,
and there was this every time. Maybe Matt the Wendell Carter thing. The Bulls picked Wendell Carter.
Right.
Here's this. It was this desperate hope, and it's weird that there is this desperate hope to getting off of Jaren Jackson.
The first thing I did when the pick was made was I reached out to somebody. who would know and said, is this a trade? Are you keeping? And I got a very strong response that they were keeping. Very enthusiastic.
Do you have any sense of how this evolved for the Grizzlies? Peter asked what their board was. And, of course, they're not going to tell you their board. No one ever tells you their
board. Well, I'm pretty sure he's in the top four because they were picking four.
He's very clearly in the top four. Do you think he was number four, or do you think they preferred any – do you think they preferred him over any of the guys who went ahead of him?
I think it is possible that they preferred him over some players who went ahead of him. I don't know that for certain, but –
who? Which ones do you think they are likely to have preferred him over?
I think we were dealing with a lot of assumption about what the Grizzlies thought about stuff because it was based on what we thought about stuff.
Right.
When I say we, I mean like all of us, everyone. Well, of course, like Luka and Bagley and whatever. If you look around the league and around like NBA draft people, there was not some great consensus that Marvin Bagley was better than Jaren Jackson as a prospect, like at all. Like you can find all kinds of stuff like – you know, Kevin Pelton's board, he had Jared Jackson fourth. He actually had Trae Young third. He had Marvin Bagley like ninth. Like, there's all kinds of people. This assumption that Bagley is, of course, the obvious star everyone wants and Jaren Jackson is a major prospect is not a consensus opinion.
There is a lot. If you went to GM's.
Otherwise, Atlanta wouldn't have traded him.
Right. If Atlanta loved Doncic, they would have taken Doncic.
Right.
They obviously didn't love Doncic.
And so I think, you know, when we came out of the lottery, it was funny. If you could remember what Chris Wallace said, it sounded like spam, but he said,
"We really need new phones."
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.